you, love you, John. God bless you.
Good evening. Please bear with me, listen very carefully, because for the last 6 years I stayed in the Philippines and I never speak English. My computer is not working very well. So I speak Tagalog. There are Filipinos here, you can ask for translation. Amen. And what a joy. For the last 6 years, I visited America this is my fifth time, twice, 5 days each, three times, about three weeks each. I never visited churches except this church because I want to meet my dear friend, Dr. Schreiber. Brother, God is good to us. When I learned that you are sick, I prayed for you. That's all I can do. But to see you in person is a joy in my heart. My wife said, we're sick of liver, got a liver cirrhosis. She said, do you mean you are going to visit your friend when tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock we will leave that place, go to Columbus, and fly out of the country? I said, yes, because I want to meet him. I intended not to call anybody to get a meeting because, you know, I'm resting. But I decided to come and visit you. What a blessing to be in this place. I hug your preacher twice because I thank God for the opportunity just to meet him. Rod, what a blessing to see you here, brother. We met, you remember you were at Open Door Baptist Church, you know, in Marietta. And what a blessing to see friends. Jerry Cheney? No. Oh, I see. Marietta, yeah, okay. My friends, you had seen a small portion of what we are trying to do in the Philippines. The first time I met your preacher, I shared a vision. I shared a plan. We are just starting. I remember traveling around America during the time preachers will not even recognize me in their pulpit. Because when they see a missionary, when they talk about missionary, they think about American missionaries. Thank God for our American friends. But now the world is changing. I introduce using nationals, which is not very popular then. But I said, if we are going to use the nationals, they don't need to study the language. They don't need to be immunized in their health problem. If there is nationalism, coup d'etat, martial law, they cannot kick them out of that country. They will stay. You support them, the next day they are in the field. Yeah. And that means it will not cost you much. According to study, $350,000 is being spent for an American missionary when he landed in the mission field. But there is no guarantee that he will stay there. Maybe 1 out of 10 will stay and even die in that country. But the rest, sometimes problem of health or family, they will fly back to the States. But the same thing here. If I pastor a church here, it's very difficult because I am Asian. They cannot understand me. But if Dr. Schreiber teach another person and take over the work, no problem. The same thing in the mission field. That is the logic that I presented in 1984. My friends, that's the reason why God blessed me so much in the Philippines. Today, I just want to let you know, in 1983, I came here with my family. I got a brother, my sister cousin in LA, she said, she told me, my cousin, thank God you came. We can do business. You know, I'm a carpenter. I went to a trade school. I'm a carpenter. We can make money out of repair, buying an old house and repair it and make money. I said, no, God called me in the Philippines. And I'm not going to trade my calling with any amount of money. In 1984, we organized the Independent Baptist Mission for Asians with Jerry Cheney, you know. And then God just blessed the ministry. I found very hard. I slept on the road introducing this ministry. It's very difficult. Nobody will accept me. Sometimes I will knock on doors on the door of the church. People will not even accept me. But today, thank God, we are close to 400 missionaries in our mission board. Amen. Amen? Amen? You know, we have a plan to reach the Philippines, not only the Philippines, but all over Asian countries. We are now in Cambodia, we are now in Thailand, and now we are crisscrossing other Asian countries, knowing that when you invest in the Philippines today, in the future, you got servant of the Lord that will crisscross probably Asia and probably even the world. Thank you so much for dreaming with us. In the book of Proverbs, very known, it says, where there is no vision, the people perish. Shall we pray? Dear God, I pray that you keep the vision in us. I pray that you help us to accomplish this. I pray that we will not stop until you call us home. Thank you so much for my friend, Dr. Skyber. Thank you so much for his life. Thank you so much, dear God, when people doubt me, he trusted us. He supported missionaries. He supported people. Oh, God, I pray that you raise more people like Dr. Skyber. I pray that you lead us to people like him so that we can do a better job in the field, so that we can arm more people, we can supply them and do a better job in the field. I pray, dear God, that our people here will share our vision, share a dream, and they will dream with us. For we pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen. I want to entitle this message, Dream Big and Dream Again. You know, in the Bible, you can find people who failed to accomplish their dream. In the beginning, my friends, you can find I mentioned three things, people in the Bible, like Jacob, Daniel, Joseph. These people had dream, but there was an obstacle in their dream. They did not accomplish immediately, but finally they became successful in their field. So, my friends, in 1991, I met your preacher. I shared with him a dream of starting churches systematically. You know, when Jesus Christ sent his disciples, the 70s, he sent them two by twos in every city, in every place. That means Christ is interested in every people, in every place. He don't want to leave anyone, left out, but everybody must be reached by the word of God. Today, that is exactly what we are doing. In the Philippines, my son, when he took over the work, I told him, I said, son, this is the plan. You will take over the church. Now, I will concentrate about the mission, the mission board. But what I want you to pray is there are villages. Tarlac City got 70 villages. The whole province got 510 villages. The whole province of Tarlac. What you need to do is pray about that. Train your people and then let them go and start a church. Today, they prayed about 50 churches by 2020. You know what happened? By this year, January, They had 50 churches in the surrounding towns, in the surrounding villages, not towns. And now they started to change their vision. Their vision is to have 100 churches by 2020. My friends, here is what's happening. If we can have a dream, we will not stop until we accomplish that. But I would like to challenge you, my friend. Number one, determine your dream. What is the purpose of your dream? One day I was talking to a big man of a mission board. I was in Atlanta, Georgia. We were a Chinese preacher. And he asked me a question. Brother Kison, what do you want to accomplish in life? Before the Lord will take you home or before the Lord will come? I said, my preacher, I want to see 1,000 churches to be established all over the Philippines. And I want to see my people one day becoming missionaries in other Asian countries. That was long time ago. That was a dream. But today we have now in Thailand, you support Gutlai, you support Landingin, and now we are going to Singapore, we are going to other Asian countries. Yeah. We do even have people in Papua New Guinea.
Amen.
Amen? What a blessing. Those are the dreams in the past. But this is now a reality. So define your dream. What do you want to accomplish in life? What do you want to do in life? Young people, you have all the potentials in the world to do something great for the Lord. Dream. Dream big. Amen? And if you do that, I believe it will happen. God is great. Then number two, you must watch for the derailment of your dream. Somebody will oppose that. Somebody will say, I don't believe you. I was in America, I suffered a lot of, you know, people don't like what I'm doing. Even in the Philippines, they don't like what I'm doing. I found out that you cannot please everybody. I found out that you are trying to do something for God, and yet people don't like what you're doing. But I found one thing. Number one, my friends, do not listen to them. Dream big. Dream anyway. Yes. Nothing hurts the dream of a young Christian than the sorry attitude of an old Christian who tried and failed. So, just go for the goal. Set the goal. Don't worry about people, obstruction, discouragement. That is normal in life. Nobody will become a hero unless he undergone a fight, a battle. A hero had been a person who had been in a battle. A champion like Pacquiao. We have a Pacquiao who trained hard and fought. You cannot be a champion unless you fight. Amen? My friends, I just want to let you know that our dream will not stop. A lot of people are going to stop you. Look at Jacob. Jacob, he dreamed of getting the blessing of his father by taking the birthright from his brother Esau. What happened to him? He ended up 20 years working for his father-in-law. And then he ended up running away from his brother Esau. Joseph dreamed of reigning over his brothers and become the leader. What happened to him? He ended up in pit because he was sold to slavery. He ended up in prison because of false accusation. What is their common thing? They had a dream. Their dream was derailed. But look what happened at the end of their lives. So, number three, I will not preach long, brother, because I'm going to drive back to Marietta. Your pastor said, I will put you in a motel. No, because I will drive. I will not sleep overnight. Tomorrow, I'll be going to Columbus and fly to the Philippines and be there again. Number three, number one, define your dream. Number two, watch for the derailment of your dream, those opposition. Number three, develop a plan in fulfilling your dream. My friends, you might be a dreamer. If you do nothing, it will not come to reality. One thing I hate and I don't like are lazy people. In my place, they might call me a dictator or whatever, but I wake up sometimes 3 o'clock in the morning, preacher. I walk in that place, in the Al Patmos in our place, and I pray shouting alone. And then by 7 o'clock, I'll be back in my office. I already administered many things. I've done the whole day. If you will put it together, I finish my job at 7 to 8 o'clock in the morning. Develop a plan. These men never quit. They did not get discouraged. They got the drive and desire to fulfill their dream. Joseph became the nation Israel. His 12 sons became the 12 tribes. You know, Jacob, I mean. Joseph became the second in command in Egypt and saved the Jewish nation from starvation when there was a famine. Daniel, he is back to his homeland and was used mightily by God. My challenge to you, did you have a dream? My friends, if you fell last time, drive again. Go ahead and dream again, and God will going to bless you. Yeah. Genesis 18:14, it says, is anything too hard for the Lord? At the time appointed, I will return unto thee according to the time of life, and Sarah will have a son. Imagine an old lady. Suddenly, the Lord promised him to have a son, and God fulfilled that. Amen? There is no prayer too hard to answer. Did you fail last time? I suggest the following. Number one, evaluate your motive. If you have a bad motive, God will not going to bless that. Evaluate your method. What are you doing? And then check your message. Are you changing your? I'm glad my brother never changed his message. The same. When I met him in 1991, he's the same as Skyver up to his time. Amen? People change. They want to compromise. But if you stick to this Bible, it will never fail. Amen. Number two, elevate or expand the ministry. What are you doing today? Are we satisfied? My friends, look for opportunity. When there is an opportunity, grab it. For opportunity, knock once only. Like the lady, she got an opportunity to teach in general, huh? your daughter. Grab it. Amen? And then, I do not understand many Americans, you know. Sometimes it's very difficult to understand. But as a Filipino, I always encourage my people to go forward. You know what opportunity we have now in the Philippines? A lot of things is happening. Can you imagine before we knock on doors, we have now a program called Bringing the Church to the People. That means we are going to start a church in every village. Amen. But you know, the government got a program for social work. The government is looking for, they selected this, the poorest of the poor. And they gave them a subsidy of about $50 to $75 a month. But before they will receive that $75 a month, they need to undergo seminar and lecture from the Baptist preachers. No preach, no money. So here is the situation. They are going to our churches just to listen to the preacher. If the preacher did not sign their attendance, no support from the government. Amen?
Amen.
The government had commissioned faith-based people, and we took that in Central Luzon. All of our preachers are busy now. There are 40 to 100 families in a village. You multiply it by 2, you have got 200. You multiply it by 4, you got 400 people listening to you. What an opportunity, my friend. And encourage those who are failing. Encourage them. If somebody is down, encourage them. Get up, fight. Don't quit. My friends, then lastly, expect miracle from God. God is still a God of miracle. Amen? When I was traveling in America presenting this ministry, nobody believed me. It's very difficult to explain using nationals. But today, a lot of people are trying to copy what I did. But they cannot copy an original. They are always, you know, these are, what do you call that? Registered, you know, original. Yeah. You cannot just copy. But what I'm saying, the Lord has blessed. We have now getting close to 400 missionaries. Yeah. Now, I am 67 this coming 21st. I'm 2 years older than your preacher. He got sick, I got sick. They discovered that I got a prostate cancer. But I'm a survivor. I'm not planning to die. Amen? What I'm planning to do, I asked the Lord to give me 10 years so that I can build church buildings. You know the plan that I showed you? Here is the missionary, start the work. Then they buy property. Then we will come in and build the building. And then move again to another place. We are now establishing 120 missionaries that are called soldiers of the cross. I'm old. I had a dream. I saw the dream accomplished. But I need to keep on dreaming. I challenge you, my friend, to dream with us. Until the Lord will take us home, let us not stop, let us not quit, let us keep on dreaming. I don't know if I can come back again in your church. Maybe this will be the last time you see me. Not because I don't like to see you, but because I don't like to travel anymore. I got diabetes. I got an insulin pump over here, stuck to my body. But one thing I guarantee you, my friends, no stopping, no quitting. I do not play time anymore. I don't have any more time to play. Every minute of my life is important because there are people that are dying without Christ. There are young people that I need to challenge to get up and serve the Lord. What an opportunity today, preacher. We have a college. What I did, I registered them. I asked the Commission on Higher Education to certify, but not our doctorate. When they came to me, I told them, you will certify our college, but you will not touch our doctrine. If you want to know about theology, you come to us, we'll teach you. Amen. But you don't come to us to teach us. Amen. That is non-negotiable. Amen. He said, no problem, preacher. What we need is your teachers are qualified. If they are teaching English, they must have a master's degree in English. They are one degree ahead of what they are teaching. He said, okay. My daughter finished in Pensacola. She finished doctorate degree in education. So because of that, I said, Ruth, you are now the president of Tarlac Christian College. Hallelujah. Now I'm free. They got 1,200 students today. Hallelujah. The blessing is, before I came, you know, there is a big mall in the Philippines called SM. Big mall. They got mall in China by these Chinese people. And they said, we want your graduates. Because they are good workers. Yeah. Now our graduates are managers in different departments of that big mall. But what we want to do is every graduate of theology, those who are pastoring, will go back to our school because we have education department. They will take like your daughter and take another 18 units professional subjects, and they will be certified. Last 2 years, we received a note from the CHED, Commission on Higher Education. And congratulations, they said, because you have 100% passing in the board examination. What a blessing. Amen? Now, if like this man will graduate, he is a pastor. But he can go back to his school, take another 18 units, and take a board examination, he will pass. What the government will do is to hire him in the public school and teach and receive salary from the government. Because he got salary from the government, he can now pastor a church without paying him. Amen? Logic, common sense. That is common sense. And you don't need to come, they don't need to come here to raise support for you, from you, because you have some limitations, my friends. Not everybody will come here, you support them. Because there is limitation, especially the finances getting worse. But we need to develop a system in the Philippines, developing a local economy wherein the program will succeed. It's so easy to start something. But to maintain it, make it grow, is another story. So, being the leader, we need to look into that. Not only that, we are now going to online school. That means you just go to the computer. We are developing now, we are getting a program that can work on 1,000 students at a time. You are the teacher. You just go to the computer, 1,000 people all over the world can hook up with you. And by doing so, they are enrolled in our college. They will take a 4 years without leaving their home, but under the care of a local pastor. And then, you see, the best teacher are local pastors. Amen? And then, after graduating, they will go back to Tarlac and get the diploma, and the Commission in Higher Education will recognize them. They are professionals. We are trying to convert ordinary young people into becoming a respectable asset of the community. So, my friends, what I'm saying, dream with us. Thank you so much for partnering with us, Dr. Skyberg. And I owe you a lot. The reason I came here, because your pastor is my friend. If I have only the power and authority, I want to bring him to the Philippines. But sometimes help will no longer allow us to do that. So, I would like to tell you, can we dream big? And if we fail, keep on dreaming. And God is the one that will give us the reward. One day, when we are up in heaven, only God knows. But I will guarantee you, you can see a bunch of brown-skinned Filipinos. Yeah. That will be there because we partner together. Yeah. We dream together, yeah, and we work together. You work, support these people, and our people work there, win souls, establish church, and drain people, and what a blessing. Shall we pray? Dear God, I pray that you keep up that vision in our mind. Never to let up, never to give up, never to quit, but continue until you call us home. I pray for my friend, Dr. Skyber, protect him, extend his life. Maybe, dear God, in this life we can meet again, but for the meantime, we will work together our way. He will work here, I will work in the Philippines. But there is a guarantee, dear God, that one day we will meet together, either here or in heaven. Thank you so much for the opportunity that I can visit this church. For we pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen.